Live.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. The Saturday night edition here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about anything. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind, you can get it off your mind just by dialing in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and check out the updates. Sign up. Very quick, easy process. You just put your personal information in, give it to Yahoo. If you trust Yahoo, then you'll be cool with this. And then we'll send you any updates, any necessary news about the show, any announcements that we have will come right to your email box. You'll be the first person to know when Manwich gets fired.
Hey!
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. We just got notice on our bulletin board system, by the way, freetalklive.com, that yet another Free Talk Live listener has joined the Free State Project. So we are
really excited
about that. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can, of course, call them at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, this is the show you can literally hijack, take control of, bring up whatever topic is on your mind. But if you don't, then we must control the topic. So, Manwich, where are we going next?
How about the story that I picked up here about Donald Rumsfeld getting picked up for war crimes?
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to pick him up.
Who?
Well, let me read the article to you. Apparently, Donald Rumsfeld is debating on whether or not to go to Germany to this meeting that they're having there, because it's alleged that if he goes to this meeting, he's going to be picked up on war crimes charges.
By the War Crimes Tribunal people?
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said on Thursday he's not decided whether to attend an international security conference next week in Germany, where he might be subject to arrest on a war crimes complaint. I have not made a final decision on that attendance, and there are several factors, Rumsfeld told reporters when asked if he would go to the prestigious annual private Munich conference on security police February the 12th and 13th when he is in Europe next week.
The number one factor being whether or not he's too scared.
That would be it, yes. Whether or not you're scared, Donnie. Okay, so he can...
Come on, you're 77. What else you got to live for?
That's right.
Go for it.
He conceded in response to questions at a press conference that one problem was the jurisdiction of a German court over a 160-page criminal complaint filed November 30th with the Federal Prosecutor's Office in Germany, accusing him of war crimes in connection with detainee abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. So, in fact, he conceded that, yeah, well, you know, we're deciding whether or not I'll go based on that.
Right.
You know what's going to happen here. He's going to figure out some reason not to go. Who's gonna go someplace where they might get arrested?
Just remembered, I have a cake in the oven.
That complaint was brought by the New York-based Center for Constitutional Rights, a group of lawyers representing Iraqis who say they were mistreated by U.S. forces in the Baghdad prison. The complaint also names other senior U.S. military authorities, including former U.S. commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez.
Now, haven't they said that the responsibility rises all the way to the top? All the way to George W. Bush. Haven't they said that?
They have, yes.
So is he included?
It does not appear that way. George Tenet is the...
Maybe because of sovereign immunity?
I don't know.
Can a president be brought up on war crimes charges?
I don't know whether... yes.
But Slobodan Milosevic sure was, wasn't he?
Yeah, it certainly could. It's certainly an issue, as it was in Belgium. It's something that we have to take into consideration, Rumsfeld said of the suit on Thursday. What's this will do with Belgium? It's certainly an issue, as it was in Belgium. It's something that we have to take into consideration, Rumsfeld said of the suit on Thursday. Whether I end up there, we'll soon know. It'll be a week, and we'll find out.
Bizarre.
What's it have to do with Belgium? That's an interesting reference.
I don't know. Maybe there was another chance for him to get picked up, and he went to Belgium or something.
Or not. Oh, here's Belgium's mentioned a little later. Okay, the German prosecutor's office has taken no action on the complaint based on a 2002 German law that gives the Karlsruhe Court and universal jurisdiction in cases involving alleged war crimes. A similar law was previously passed in Belgium, but later modified in cases against and cases against U.S. and other officials, including Cuban President Fidel Castro, were dismissed or rejected. Officials of the Munich conference, which marked its 40th anniversary last year, earlier told the Washington Post that Rumsfeld might not attend. It draws members of the U.S. Congress, cabinet ministers, lawmakers, and prominent analysts and politicians from many parts of Europe and Asia.
Now, hasn't the Bush administration been trying to eject him?
Who's that?
Donald Rumsfeld.
I believe he's not part of the administration anymore, is he?
No. I think that that they've asked him twice to resign or something like that, and he's refused.
That doesn't really sound like the Bush administration. I mean, it doesn't seem like there would
they
be...
They seem to be trying to clean house and bring in some fresh neocon blood.
I can't imagine that they would ask Rumsfeld to leave and then he wouldn't.
I've seen articles about it. Mm. I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't reading close enough. 800-259-9231, so odds are old Rummy's probably going to stay home for this one, I would guess.
Yeah, it just says his schedule isn't complete at this point.
Well, because he's a coward, unlike the people who he gets to order around. I mean, the rest of them get to stand up in front of some bullets being fired at him, and he gets to sit at home in his plush office instead of get on an airplane and risk arrest in Munich, or whatever it is. So, yeah, it's tough to actually stand up for what you believe in there, huh, Don?
Yeah.
Yeah. 800-259-9231.
He's not going to Munich.
No. So you control the show. You bring up anything. Otherwise, we'll tell you about how, apparently some kids were sprayed with some chemicals in a very, very bad fashion. A very, very bad situation here in Manuel High School. Looks like from Indianapolis. A peaceful student sit-in turned unruly at Manuel High School. Now, when's the last time you heard about a sit-in being executed in this country?
Not too darn often.
What
are they sitting in over?
Yeah, I'd always wondered if this country was ever going to get back to the real protest that, you know, that we had back in the 60s with, like, honest to goodness, civil disobedience, which we don't really have that much of today anymore. And it looks like some students at this high school decided to go ahead and get back to those techniques. The sit-in... On Thursday afternoon, police used chemical spray to dispatch the crowd. Duncan Pat Pritchett, the Indianapolis Public Schools government school superintendent, said it appears officers may have overreacted by using the spray. He said students do have First Amendment rights. Now, that's a little bit different than what I'm used to hearing or what we've heard a number of times on this show, and that is that when you're on government school property, the amendments don't apply to you. I've been told that in person when I was in high school by the principal of the high school. So it's interesting that this bureaucrat is actually making a statement like that, that he might actually be on the side of the students. Apparently about 100 students were in a hallway when police sprayed several bursts of the chemical in the air to disperse the crowd. No injuries were reported. Those students have been among about 400 protesting the lack of time they have to pass between classes before being marked tardy. So it wasn't a protest against the war in Iraq or
anything
any real
like
issue necessarily. They just don't like the 5 minutes that they have to get from class to class.
Well, they got themselves heard. Now, unruly, you know, I mean, cops are there to keep the peace kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like they shot anybody, you know.
No.
I mean, a little bit of pepper spray might be uncomfortable, but... I don't know. I mean, I'm not exactly shocked and appalled by this one.
Construction in some areas of the Southside High School makes it difficult to get from one side of the building to the other. Students caught in hallways after the late bell are written up. Three write-ups result in a one-day in-school suspension. Three students alerted school officials about noon that others were planning, those dirty rats, that others were planning the first floor demonstration. The sit-in started after the 1:40 bell when school officials began writing up stragglers. Most students proceeded to class, but police said one group became disruptive, using profanity, banging on the school office doors and knocking over trash cans. It was then that the chemical spray was used.
Hmm.
I don't think it's very nice to shoot a crowd of 100 individuals with chemical spray because there's a couple people knocking over trash cans. Why can't you single out the troublemakers? Are these kids that scared of these cops?
I don't know. Are the cops that scared of the kids?
I don't know.
I don't know whether I would want to go in that crowd as a cop.
259-9231, what do you think? Did the police overreact? 800-259-9231, this is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything if you want to. Otherwise, sit back and enjoy as we banter for the remainder of this hour, because we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It is the live Saturday edition of this show. We're here Monday through Friday, of course, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, and we also have this show from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. And you can also log on at freetalklive.com and tune in there if you'd like. We've got live streaming of the broadband flavor and the analog dial-up style flavor as well. So plenty of choices, plenty of options, all of them free at freetalklive.com. So there you go. Kids being attacked with pepper spray in this. Well, actually, it doesn't say. It said chemical spray. They didn't actually say what the chemical agent was, although I'm sure it was nasty. It was nasty enough to get them to buzz away.
You know, I mean, if I was the school resource officer in this case, or, you know, the officer, and there's hundreds of kids here. And as kids would in a situation like this, they, you know, they've gotten out of hand. You know, they're knocking over trash cans, they're yelling obscenities, you know, they might be threatening somebody. You never know exactly what's being done.
There's only a few kids
that were... Well, I mean, but they're all one big mass of kids, right? They're all in the same place. Maybe only a few of them are acting out. But let's be clear. Everybody's still alive here.
Right.
Nobody's lost any fingers or toes.
Well, only a few people in America are terrorists, so that should excuse the government from basically doing house-to-house searches to look for those terrorists. Is
what
that right?
I don't understand the parallel that you're drawing.
I'm saying that the actions of a few can't be justified to punish everyone else.
You know, they participated in a protest.
Sure.
Right? So, I mean, everybody knows that something can happen here. The protest was dispersed peacefully. I can't get excited about this one, man. I don't feel like anybody's constitutional rights have really been terribly infringed here.
I think if we didn't have... Of course, none of it would have happened if the government wasn't involved in education.
Absolutely. You and I agree that there shouldn't be any government-run schools.
Because if the government wasn't involved in education and kids didn't like the time that they had to change classes at their privately run school, they could just simply tell their parents and have their parents call in and complain and just have a massive phone campaign, basically. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the school would shape right up because then they'd possibly be losing money because the parents are not liking this. It's making their kids disappointed and unhappy with the situation at the school. And if they withdraw their children from the programs, then there goes the money out the door. So let's get the government out, and then we can have schools that really are responsive to what the kids want and what the parents want for their kids. So that's the answer here.
It really is the answer.
If it's a tragedy, and I believe it is, you don't think so. If it's a tragedy, it's a tragedy because government's involved. That's all. So we'll leave it at that. Now, here's an example.
It really would solve a lot of problems because there's whole...
more than we can imagine.
There's all kinds of rights issues. They're so much easier to explain. For instance, are you familiar with this gentleman from the University of Colorado that Fox News has been on, you know, that they've been trying to get fired?
This is the guy that said something about...
The 911 people being little Eichmanns.
Okay.
Yeah, are you familiar with this?
I saw the headlines. I didn't really look into it too much.
I know. This is a big story on the on talk radio.
We generally try to avoid those
because,
right,
you know, they're already getting talked to death. Why would we talk about them? But the issue that it... now, these are small government Republicans. These are conservatives talking about this issue. Well, since it's taxpayer dollars, then this guy should, you know, and because it's he is paid by the taxpayers, he's, mm-hmm, it's University of Colorado.
Got it.
Now, Colorado has no business setting up a university, just like all the other 50 states have no business setting up universities.
Right. You'd think that these supposed small government conservatives would attack it from that angle, but oh no.
No. What they're attacking is what this guy said about, you know, the people, the victims of 911 being...
And they're saying he shouldn't be able to say it.
Yes, they're saying they want him. They want him fired because it's, you know, because in fact he works for the taxpayers. And if I said something you didn't like, you could fire me off this show.
Sure, I could.
It's your show.
That's right.
You could do it. I'd smack you in the mouth.
Are you tempting me?
I'd beat you up because I'm bigger than you are. But still,
hope it would feel good.
Right? Because I'd still be off.
Right.
And that's what solved by the private sector thing.
Sure. The conflict is gone.
Right. The First Amendment doesn't come into it because it and the University of Colorado shouldn't be in existence.
Well, unless a private organization wanted to start the
University of
Colorado.
Sure.
Right.
And it, you know, that would be great. That would be fantastic if somebody wanted to do that.
And then the conservatives own little university, and the liberals could go start their own little university, and the libertarians could go start their own university, and everybody would be happy.
Instead of, on the other hand, privatizing the University of Colorado, as it were, and we might have the opportunity to privatize the University of New Hampshire, we probably won't have anything to do with Colorado at any time.
Certainly.
But once we go to New Hampshire, when we join the Free State Project, we might have enough clout to be able to say, New Hampshire's getting out of the school and business.
Yeah.
We're done. You got kids? You want to send them to school?
The evidence is so overwhelming. for getting the government out.
Yes.
Not only,
terrible.
I mean, you talked about what this would change. Not only would it give your kids the best damned education possible
yes.
at the lowest possible price,
mm-hmm.
it would also, as you were saying, eliminate all of this competitiveness between the interest groups. The competition would be there between the schools,
right.
but the interest groups wouldn't be slitting each other's throats and trying to kill one another over getting their agenda on board at the school. You wouldn't have the religious right all crying and bitching and moaning because they're talking about homosexual rights at school. The homosexuals wouldn't be up in a ruckus because the Bible's being pushed at school.
Right.
The blacks wouldn't conflict with the whites if they have some sort of... All the conflicts that happen because of the system that we have today wouldn't be there anymore.
Well, they may or may not have the conflicts, but they would all be solved in a manner that is constitutional, you know?
Right.
I mean, if... The fact is, you could have a school where only black kids were allowed to enroll if it was private.
Sure.
I mean, that's just the way it would be.
Well, the government promotes these conflicts by saying, well, one size fits all.
Yep.
We're going to educate your kids in this fashion. All children will be educated according to these standards. And then it's everyone fighting over the standards. That's why
right.
they have these school board meetings, so people can argue about what the right thing is to teach the kids. I love Harry Brown's example. And by the way, it's Saturday night. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time on most of our affiliate stations. You're probably going to be hearing the Harry Brown show after this, so be sure you stay tuned for him. He's well worth the listen.
Yeah, I love listening to
but
him.
But my favorite example came from his Why Government Doesn't Work book, where he says, can you imagine if our grocery stores were operated like the school board? Imagine the government education system. Imagine having to go to food board meetings and trying to lobby for your favorite brand of mustard to be carried on the shelves.
Right.
No, you'd have the Grey Poupon crowd against the plain old yellow mustard crowd, and if you think I'm being silly, I'm absolutely not. This
no.
would happen if the government controlled the grocery industry more so than it. I mean, there's already a lot of regulations today. But I mean, if the grocery store you went to was the government grocery store, this would be happening.
Fortunately, groceries aren't as valuable as little impressionable minds,
yeah.
and that's why they want their dirty claws in the educational
exactly
system.
Exactly right.
They want you to pay for it.
Yeah. Pay through the nose. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. And that's to join my Carotech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Carotech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment,
One thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so.
A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything if you want to. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. The Saturday night edition is being here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on and join the fun at freetalklive.com. We've got all sorts of features on the website, and one of them is the bulletin board system. We have hundreds of users, thousands of posts for you to surf through, and all kinds of activity recently. I mean, it has been hopping. Tonight, I've seen probably at least 20 different people logged in there, so lots of stuff to talk about there, including everything from flame wars to the utmost intellectual conversations, all there at freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, should we talk about a couple of good kids, since we talked about some kids who were doing a kind of stepping out of line and protesting? Should we talk about a couple of good kids and what happened to them as a result of, well, the good deed that they did?
Yeah.
No good deed should go unpunished, isn't that right?
Oh, jeez.
A pair of Colorado teens surprised a neighbor by baking cookies, no charge. It ended up costing the kids $900.
How?
Now, can you imagine? Yeah. How possibly could this have happened? Well, Taylor Ostergaard and Lindsay Zalitti, both 18 and 19, decided to stay home from a dance in July, which means they probably decided they didn't want to go and get drunk with their friends, and actually probably were doing something really good, decided to stay home from a dance in July with an order in order to surprise their neighbors with an anonymous delivery of homemade cookies.
Okay.
One of their neighbors, Juanita Renea Young, age 49, became so terrified that she suffered an anxiety attack and called the police.
What did she become terrified from?
You'll find out. Young sued the girls, and this week was awarded $900 to recoup her medical bills. The two teens appeared apparently on Good Morning America and said they were disappointed by the judge's decision, but they weren't angry and they would continue to do good deeds. After finishing farm chores for the evening, Ostergaard asked her father if she and Zalitti could bake cookies and deliver them to a few neighbors in rural Durango, so obviously living in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
We think outside the box a little more than usual, said the young lady. We just wanted to do something nice for other people, to let them know that other people care about them, even though they didn't know who it was. That's so sweet. So thoughtful. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable eating cookies that were delivered to me on my front door, but I might do it anyway.
But I'd thank them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's the thing. You couldn't thank them because they knocked and ran. The girls knocked on the doors only of homes with the lights on, left the cookies on the porch, and ran away, wanting to keep their good deed anonymous. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the packages included heart-shaped cards that read, "Have a great night from the TNL Club." Isn't that cute?
It's nice. Very nice.
Wouldn't you feel just so special if you opened your door and found something like that?
I would be a little concerned about, like a package that was left on the front door after a knock and run.
Yeah. I might too. And again, that's why I would consider
but
not.
But these are 18 and 19 year old, people, so they.
Yeah.
Like, they were trying to do a good deed at the same time. You know, like, I consider it all very forgivable.
I'd give the cookie to somebody first to make sure they didn't peel over, and then a taster.
Well, the thing about poisons and stuff like that is generally.
Not immediate.
They taste bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, around 10:30 p.m., they knocked on this old, 49-year-old. She might as well be an old crotchety woman at that age, if she's got this attitude. They knocked on this woman's door. Young, whose home had reportedly been burglarized before, became frightened and called the police. Can you believe that? She called the police because someone knocked on her door.
That's fine. You can call the police if you'd like.
I think there should be some sort of reason to call the police. I
sure,
mean,
go ahead.
Talk about frivolous.
Call the police. If the police wanted to come, then they could.
Right, okay. The police determined no crime had been committed. But the next day, Young was admitted to the hospital from suffering an anxiety attack. Well, turns out, despite receiving a note of apology from the girls and an offer to pay her medical bills, she just decided to sue him anyway.
You know, Young is a freakazoid, is what Young's problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And she shouldn't have got crap. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't think our court system should pander to nut jobs and their desires. This woman should have been laughed out of court by...
This particular judge awarded her a $900 settlement. She was awarded a court... Apparently, that was only for her medical bills. She was awarded nothing for pain and suffering. So she was suing for medical bills and pain and suffering as a result of opening the door to discover a box of cookies.
So actually she got less than she probably would have gotten otherwise?
She got less than she wanted, apparently. She says, and here's a quote from the bitch. Quote, "I know there wasn't any intent to cause harm, but I think they made some poor choices. I think there should have been some accountability."
I hope she gets her arms stuck in her in her garbage disposal.
What an awful, awful woman. Ostergaard said, the young girl said, they never would have delivered the cookies to Young had they known about her past problems.
By her insanity. her need for medication.
She said, these girls are just way too nice about this. They said, we had no idea about the burglars. We felt so horrible when we found out that we'd caused someone harm or made them upset. The girls said they were surprised, but still respected the judge's decision. Well, of course, they don't want to go to jail. It kind of startled us because we're trying to do something nice. It was kind of a blow. But now the girls are getting support from all over the country, including monetary contributions to pay their fine, which is nice.
I'm sure that they're probably getting more than enough monetary contributions for their the situation.
So a nice ending to what is a nasty, nasty situation, but only because Americans happen to be so damn charitable.
Yes.
And just a sad situation, man. Can you imagine this? This is why I don't want to get to know my neighbors. I don't want to know that there's someone like this living next door to me. I think there should have been some accountability. For cookies? For cookies!
You know, now, if everybody's sending nice things to these girls, this woman is getting bad results. I mean, her name's been on national news. Here we just read it.
Right.
And not just us, but, I mean, lots of venues.
This is Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
Juanita Renea Young.
And she's getting fallout from this.
Maybe a little social ostracism, yeah.
She's getting hate mail.
Be careful before you send this woman hate mail.
don't put a return address, for God's sake.
The problem here is not that these... I mean, yeah, it's bad that they had to pay this $900 fine and the woman had the anxiety attack. The real problem is the precedent that this sets.
It's now, a terrible precedent.
It's setting the precedent that you can be responsible for causing someone an anxiety attack. So if somebody has I can understand if you have an anxiety attack because someone, jams a knife in your front door with a bloody note attached to it or something like that. That might be cause for an anxiety attack. But the idea that you're responsible for someone else's response to something that they see or experience?
Right.
How is it that I could possibly... I mean, right now, talking about the issues that we talk about on this show and the matter that we talk about them, I mean, I'm sure we've caused some anxiety in some of our listeners before. Are we going to be responsible now for their medical bills because they had to go to the damn hospital because they had an attack? Oh, I just couldn't handle their opinions. Their opinions are so outrageous. They want to get rid of the government. They want to get it out of our lives. I just can't handle that thought. I'm having an attack.
Do you think that I can
have... It's going to cost me $12,000!
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? This is scary!
It is scary. It's a terrible...
This isn't just a cute little oddball story from the middle of nowhere.
I wonder if I can consume his... what's the woman's name?
Juanita Renea Young.
Ms. Young. I wonder if I can sue her because I'm now feeling a little anxious having read the story about how she is such a horrible bitch.
Yeah, maybe we can sue her because we're anxious because we're going to get sued eventually from someone else's anxiety attack, and she started all of it.
Free Talk Live against what, Miller?
What?
What's her name? Young.
Young.
Free Talk Live versus Young.
800-259. That'd be good for some publicity. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Do you think this woman was a little out of line? Your opinions. Coming up.
Coming up. Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you want to, you can take control at 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manlish.
And don't forget, you can also log on, join the fun at freetalklive.com.
You can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's got dozens of gals that listen to the show. They're all shapes, sizes, and ages. It's not a beauty contest. We just like to prove that we have female listeners. So check it out.
Exactly. So log on again at freetalklive.com. And again, there's much, much more there that is exciting and interesting, and it's all free. freetalklive.com. Again, 800-259-9231. So, we just wrapped up talking about these two poor little girls, teenage girls, who bake some cookies for their neighbors that they didn't even know, and they left the cookies there at their front door, rang the doorbell, ran away, left them a little note, and then they got sued for it. And then the judge found that, yeah, they had to pay. Because this woman had an anxiety attack.
I wonder whether he found that, but they weren't fighting that part. Since they had offered to pay the hospital bills for her anxiety attack, then I was wondering if, in fact, they weren't really disputing the hospital bills, and so he just sort of ruled that they would pay the hospital bills. I mean, did he, not really rule against what I would, the most asinine ruling I may have ever heard?
He could have just said, "Look, I'm not. This is crazy. If you girls really want to pay her hospital bill, then we'll let you guys work that out on your own."
Yes, that's right. What he should have said.
Yeah. Instead, he made a precedent, set case precedent that anybody who has an anxiety attack can just go ahead and bring lawsuit against whomever or whatever caused that allegedly caused that attack. I'm sorry, my actions, if they affect you in a negative fashion that makes you have an attack, that's not my problem. It's not my business what you think in your crazy old head that makes you go crazy with anxiety.
Well, perhaps they found the girls to be negligent because it was such a odd act on private property. You know, like,
okay, fine, it was private property. They legally aren't supposed to go up to someone's front door. But then again, if there's not a no trespassing sign or no,
well, they're legally allowed
sign,
to go up to the front door. But I mean, you know, then they're doing this.
Well, unless there's a no trespassing sign or something like that. Then you're not legally allowed to get on someone's property, right?
Right, you're not. If there's a no trespassing sign, you're not allowed to go on somebody's property.
That's... I mean, technically, you're not allowed to go on anybody's property without their permission, but everyone sort of just gives permission. That's why there's sidewalks.
Right.
You know, that's saying, okay, you can come up to my front door and do something. If I have a no soliciting sign, that's the something you can't do.
Right.
But otherwise, you're free to approach my front door. That's why I have a sidewalk here. Now, if I've got a house with a bunch of trees in front of it and no sort of obvious way to get up to the front door, except to cross through a yard, it's probably, yeah, that's probably the suggestion there. So anyway, sad, sad situation. Even sadder, though, is what we might find this year in this, the wonderful world of broadcasting.
Hmm.
The year 2004 was replete, this is from LouRockwell.com, the year 2004 was replete with news items about the indecent content of broadcast radio and television. From Janet Jackson, which, by the way, tomorrow, of course, Super Bowl Sunday, going to be a one-year anniversary of the infamous Janet Jackson breast-bearing.
I wonder if there'll be any joke about it during the halftime
show. I don't
know.
And Janet Jackson to Howard Stern, it was difficult to find a week in which the media did not present a story of some sort concerning indecency and the FCC's efforts to clean up the airwaves. This year, 2005, will see some sort of government action in regard to taking a stronger stand against what politicians and special interest groups consider broadcast indecency. Already, House Telecommunications Subcommittee Chairman Fred Upton has filed a new version of his Broadcast Decency Enforcement Act.
Oh, jeez.
In the U.S. Senate, Sam Brownback and Joe Lieberman have co-sponsored a Senate version of the bill. Last year, this is already, it's in February and they're getting the ball rolling here. Last year, there were hearings in the House and Senate subcommittees, but the same bill died in conference committee. And this particular guy says he won't get into the minutiae of the 2005 bills, but here's a taste of what's inside. Two of the provisions call for, number one, finding broadcast companies and the entertainers themselves as much as $500,000 per violation. And, number two, requiring the FCC to consider license revocation after three violations. So the key difference there on the number one issue is that they're going to be changing the rules from finding the stations alone, because that's how it is. Right now, currently, if we say something out of line, our affiliates, the general managers there, will be the ones who receive, or the station owners, will be the ones that receive the fine. And we aren't liable for it, unless it's in our contract that we'll cover any fines that a station receives.
Yeah.
But now they're saying that if this law goes through, and they likely will pass this, because, again, nobody's looking for re-election right now. If this law goes through, then if we say something or something accidentally comes out over the air and someone complains about it, we could be looking at a severe fine, which not good. Not good. Luckily, we're careful about it on this show. Luckily, this show is not going to get into that area. It doesn't matter, because if something's said accidentally, then it's not really pandering. We move along. We don't focus on it. You know, we've had bad words go out over the air on this show before in the past, but they go out and then it's done. We don't play a sound clip of someone saying a bad word 15 times in a row. That's pandering.
Yes.
That's what the FCC doesn't like. So we know the rules here. We're playing by them. All right? So I'm not worried about this. But I am worried about it because it's an infringement upon our freedoms. That's all. That's why we're talking about this. The only hope that this legislation will fail to see the light of day is the same disagreement between Republicans and Democrats over ownership concentration rules that sunk the bill last year. So because there were other provisions in the bill, they disagreed over the other provisions, that's why it didn't make it last year. So who knows what's going to happen this time out. There's more, and if you want to comment, 800-259-9231, do you think $500,000 per violation is a good fine? Oh, don't forget, the only people who report violations to the FCC are from the Parents Television Council. Nobody else talks to the FCC.
No.
Only one interest group in America. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live.
2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Although if you want to take control, you better call now because we only have a few moments left. Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we're almost done, Manwich.
Harry Brown's next.
Harry Brown probably will be next on most of our affiliates, so be sure you stay tuned for him. Fantastic show. Very influential person in my life. I know that.
And he's... He's really a luminary in the libertarian.
He's a Illuminati.
Luminary in the libertarian community. I mean, this guy knows how to write an article and succinctly put the issues on paper. Or
if I could communicate 5% as efficiently as Harry Brown, I will be very, very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he is that good.
And I listen to the whole show like I'm studying in a class. I love listening to the show.
Absolutely. So there's a lot more to this article about the FCC and the future of the FCC, and actually what this guy ends up going into here are the fallacies that people are arguing about when it comes to the FCC. The claim that the airwaves are public. Fallacy number two, television and radio are necessary to life and as such must be regulated by the government, lest great harm come to society. Fallacy number three, parents can't be everywhere, so the government must make sure that questionable content can't reach children. Fallacy number four, if there were no government regulation of content, pornography would be all over television and foul-mouthed disc jockeys would clutter the radio landscape.
Not clutter.
Fallacy number five, the FCC is getting record numbers of complaints about indecency, and we don't have time at all to delve into any of these, but I definitely want to at some point in the future. So I'm filing this one away, since Now and Then Man, which we get into our little argument over whether or not the FCC is or should not be allowed. Because I say no way. I say it needs to be abolished, and you, taking the communist position, say it's absolutely a good idea. You want to downsize it, but you still want to be a communist.
I just don't think that DJs and morning shock jocks, you know, I've heard some of these shows, and the fact is they'll get absolutely pornographic on a morning talk show if you let them.
Well, actually, our very own president, George Bush, he said, recently in a January 30th interview with C-SPAN's Brian Lamb, he sounded the free speech horn when he said, they put an off button on a TV for a reason. And then, as the author of this article puts it, then he quickly put on his big government hat and said, the state is responsible to call to account programming that gets over the line. It's almost like, now, on this show, we don't subscribe to the whole mind control theory, but there's been one or two callers that have called in about it. It's almost as though his handlers, you know, he's getting out of line. He's talking small government again. Hit the red button, George.
Well, he has two constituencies that he's been trying to juggle.
Right.
And that's the small government constituency, the small government conservative Republican constituency, and then you have the religious right constituency. And these two don't fit under the same purview. They don't, because of the religious right, or the Pharisees, as I like to call them, because they're not really Christians.
No.
Because Jesus came to get rid of Christians, like, or, you know, religious people like this that want to put rules and laws all over. These people are like the Pharisees that Jesus was talking about, because they want to see America turned into a religious state.
Right. They want a theocracy.
They do. They're the American Taliban. That's what these Pharisees are. They are.
I like that, American Taliban. And we are going to set America free.
That's Christians want to see freedom for everybody. They want them to be able to choose Christianity.
Those Christians are joining the Free State Project, and everyone's moving to New Hampshire as a result of it. 800-259-9231 has been the number, but you can't use it now because we're out of here. Again, stay tuned for Harry Brown. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you online, and also Monday night at 7 o'clock online, freetalklive.com. See you then.